I'd like to publicly thank Paul for leading our singing this morning. I deeply appreciate it. Don't want him to blush or anything, but we do appreciate it. And Joel, to your end, Susan, know what you meant by when you said good morning. If you will, turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. I'd like to read verses 26 through 29. And the Bible reads, "Those who heard it said, 'Then who can be saved?' But he said, 'What is impossible with man is possible with God.' And Peter said, 'See, we have left our homes and followed you.' And he said to them, 'Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will not receive many times more in this time, and in the age come eternal life.'" This week, think back on all of your activities this week, and how many opportunities did we miss? How many times did we fail this week to give God the opportunity to bless us? We fail to realize sometimes that we ourselves hold the key that unlocks the door to opportunity. God, however, he knows what's on the other side of the door, but God is not going to open that door for us. In Luke 1 and verse 37, Jesus, he said, "For with God, nothing is impossible." But God is not going to take away the power of choice. And this freedom that God gives us offers us the ability to say yes or no to any issue before God. And in our answers, we need to understand that whatever the answer will be, that we will stand in judgment before God on those answers. We are going to be held accountable for the choices that we make. We have within us the power to overrule and to circumvent all the divine help, if that is what we desire. But we need to also understand that when we do so, we limit God and we do not give him the opportunity to bless us or to save us. How often in our lives do we dispose ourselves against God and attempt to run the affairs of our life? We should keep in the back of our minds always Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. Jeremiah tells us that it is not in man that walks to direct our own steps. And yet, we so often find ourselves doing exactly that, directing our own steps. You know, the history of man is filled with examples of man's, I guess for the lack of a better word, arrogant attitude toward God. The examples that I will give shows of the consequences of turning against and away from our Creator. Then you look in Genesis chapter 6, in verses 4 through 6, Moses writes here, "The giants were on the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, they bore children to them. And these were the mighty men who were old, men of renown. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." The sons of God, they turned toward these unwise marriages. They refused to give God the opportunity to provide order in their affairs. And the tragic result was a world that was so wicked that in verse 6 it said that God had repented that he had made man on the earth. And that generation was destroyed. The next example would be Pharaoh. Moses represented God to him. And he made a certain request, and that certain privileges be extended to God's people. But in Exodus chapter 5, in verse 2, Pharaoh, in his arrogance, he said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord. Moreover, I will not let Israel go." By flaunting his power before God, and in doing so, rejecting God, Pharaoh did not give God the opportunity to bless him, which I'm sure God would if he would have repented at that point and let Israel go. And after that was their ultimate destruction. But Israel itself serves as the best example of shunning God's opportunity. No other nation on the face of the earth was more blessed by God than Israel. God oversaw their independence from Egypt. He placed them in a land in which they did not toil. But God gave them a warning in Deuteronomy chapter 6. In verses 10 through 12, Moses writes, "And when the Lord shall bring you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and good cities, which you did not build, houses full of good things, which you did not fill, vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." Despite this warning, these people turned to everything else but God, and they did not give him the opportunity. You know, sometimes when people were given something that they didn't work for, they do not take care of things. They do not treat these things as their own. God gave them everything. David writes in the 106th Psalm, in verses 13 through 15, "But they soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but they had wanton cravings in the wilderness and put God to the test in the desert, and he gave them what they asked. Then he sent a wasting disease of leanness among them. They were withering on the vine and they didn't realize it. They had everything that they wanted given to them. And even to this day, we find a whole society of people who are confused and bewildered with the perplexing problems of life. They've given over their lives to others to solve problems. We give everything over and we want our politicians to solve this issue and that issue when we can resolve these things within ourselves. In order to get these problems resolved, especially us within the church, we have to turn to God. We have to seek His answers. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 20, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made them foolish, the wisdom of the world?" We look at the foolishness that we are about. It's not God that is the fool. It's just we fail to give God the opportunity. Our nation has become insane. The whole world has become insane. And every day passes, more and more turn away from God. But He holds the answers to all of man's woes. And He will gladly, through His Word, teach us how to overcome. But we must give Him that opportunity. When we refuse to open up His book, we effectively close God's mouth. Because in that book, in the book that we hold in our hands, are the instructions how to deal with the problems that plague us. Through that book, we can deal with the pressures of the world that overtakes us. If we have these impulses and we have these urges that haunt us, we need to give God the opportunity to help us to overcome those things. It's been said that man's extremity becomes God's opportunity. How many times do we try to solve a problem until it works us so far into the dirt that only then do we actually lift up our eyes and our hearts to God in prayer to seek the answer from Him? In John 9 and verse 31, it says, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners. But if any man is a worshiper of God and does His will, He will hear him." If we want God to hear us, we have to give Him a chance. But we also must develop that relationship with Him so that we can be blessed. Ephesians 1 and verse 3 says that all blessings come from Christ. When we look at the world today as a whole, the world is full of miserably poor people. Poor as far as the world's goods are concerned. And oftentimes we find that many have not given God the opportunity to bless them financially. Now, hear me out before we get to that part. Let's turn to the Old Testament for an example of what I mean here. Malachi 3. In verses 8 through 10, God here has accused His people of robbing Him in a way that they were not giving as He had commanded. But in verse 10, he promises them, He says, "Bring the full tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And therefore put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need." God is promising here that they will not have a room for all of the blessings God is going to bestow on them. Jesus promises basically the same thing in Luke chapter 6, in verse 38. He said, "Give, and it shall be given you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you give out, it shall be measured to you again." Have we really, if we think about it long and hard, given God the opportunity to bless us? If we've tried everything else and we are still troubled, then why not seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Now I want to say this about riches. As Christians, we look at riches totally different than the world does. I'm not talking about God putting in our checking account $1 million a week. I'm not talking about God putting 2 or 3 cars in our garages and living in a mansion on this earth. We understand that God provides our basic needs. And we are not in this world to be rich in material blessings, because we know where our true riches lie. But being faithful, giving God the opportunity, everything that we have beyond our needs is a blessing. However, we must be sincere in giving God the opportunity if we truly want His help. We cannot come to Him deceptively, because God will know it. But if we are truly contrite, He will know it also, and God will help. It seems as if, as we walk down this pathway of life, that we try to make our own paths. And we ask God then to help guide us in the path that we chose, instead of traveling first down the path that God has directed. And when we stay on that path, we give God the opportunity to bless us. Too many of our brothers and sisters live and toil the burdens of doubt and dreads and fears. And yet they fail to go to the very one that can get them on that right path, to give God the opportunity to help them out. If that is one of us, you are invited by Christ, where He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. We try to carry our burdens alone. And then we go through our lives with a bent back and shoulders that are ready to collapse. But Christ is there to help us over these burdens. We therefore must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that He may exalt us in due time. Cast your cares upon Him today by obeying the gospel if you have not. Give God the opportunity to bless you in this life, so so that he may also bless you with eternal life. If you have that need this afternoon, we pray that you'll come. If you just need our prayers, or if you're trying to overcome things on your own and you want to give God the opportunity, please come as together we stand and we sing.